obviously know the story of The Sound of Music, where the Von Trapp family fled from the advancing German army. Well, there is, in fact, a parallel story to that, a remarkable story of survival and triumph over adversity, is told in a second book by Helga Jihadi, a well-known name to many people in the Wickham area, from the electroplating factory in Great Missenden. But few people may know that Helga Jihadi, as a Swiss immigrant, suffered danger, hunger and hardship as she fled from the advancing Russian army in Germany back in 1945. For 50 years, Helga lived with the horrific memories before writing her first book, Helga, Telling Her Own Story. This week, her second book, Helga, The Continuing Story, her life after returning to Switzerland, how she met and married Englishman Bob and came to Britain. But also another challenge was to face her, as she told Karen Hoy earlier today.
My eldest son was born with cerebral palsy. This wasn't easy because I had to still learn the language. I had no friends, I had no relatives. But I was determined to do the best. I was told when he was 18 months old that he would neither walk nor talk. I didn't believe them. I could see that my son had more intelligence than that. I was successful to find eventually a physiotherapist who showed me what I could do to train him to gradually move his legs. When he was 7 years old, she took him into her unit in Carshalton, Queen Mary's Hospital, Carshalton, and she got him onto his legs and he started to walk. The next thing was the challenge to try and find him a school, because he walked very badly, stumbled more or less, and local schools would not accept him because they were afraid he would be hurt. I found a private school, the Gateway School in Great Missenden, to start him off when he was five. Actually, he went already to a nursery school in Terriers for about 6 months before he had the school in Great Missenden. Being very bright, he soon learned to read and write. But when he was 7 years old, the school was more or less finished for him because they're only taking the younger ones. I found another school and another school, but the best school I found in the end was run by the Spastic Society in Tonbridge, and it was the only grammar school for cerebral palsy children in the country, and they only had five in the class, and he was lucky enough to pass the assessment for it, and he stayed there from the age of 11 till 18. But he gradually got very deformed, and when he was 14 years old, I'm afraid he had to have a great number of operations, which were done in Sheffield, in the Rivenen Valley. There's a lovely little hospital, King Edward VII's Hospital, and Mr. Sherratt, who operated on him, straightened his hips and his feet. Victor doesn't walk very well, but he's mobile. And when he left school, he went into electronics. He did his ONC and eventually finished up in computers. And today he is a computer expert.
Where did you get the determination to ensure that Victor got the best care?
I always think the preparation I had when I was young was probably helped me, because being a refugee, and that's the story of my first book, I had a very hard time. I never really talked about it. My husband didn't even know what it was like, because we had to really walk in front of the Russians in 1944-45 in a very severe winter. We had frost 10 to 15 degrees below zero, no food and no shelter. Just walking along the road in behind carts as horses, or we walked over frozen land, frozen lakes, shot at by the Russians, which was pretty hard. And I was alone. I was separated from my family. I think I learned what courage is like then, because when I saw in those days people who couldn't walk any further, they just collapsed. And that was the end of them. And I used to say to myself, I'm young, I'm not going to be like that, I'm going to live. And somehow, I did.
Why did you decide to write the book?
I think it was my children who wanted to know about it, because I never talked. I just couldn't go through that time again. And eventually I thought, all right, I'll get it onto paper if I can't talk about it, and I did. When they read it, we had come to the 50th anniversary of the Normandy landing, and they all felt it was a story to be told, because, you see, the people in the west of Germany never left their homes. They didn't have to, because the English and American treated them decent when they came, and they were glad the war was finished. But we in the east, we knew what the Russians were like. We had been told and warned, and my mother always said, as soon as they come near, we will try and get away. And although we were separated, I did get away. She was very afraid, actually, of the Russians. She even gave me a phial of cyanide, which I wore right through my refugee track, touching it from time to time like a talisman. That was a hard time, and my children wanted to know about it, so I told them. But I went through it all again. I was hungry again, I was cold again, and I remembered things which I didn't want to remember, but I did. And it's come out in two books now, so second book last week.
A story of true courage, and Helga will be signing copies of her new book in High Wycombe's WH Smith store between 11 and 1 p.m. tomorrow.